My, my. Hello, mortal. Don't be alarmed. I shall not harm you. In fact, I feel deemed to reward you. Yes, sweet mortal. I do have ears and a tail. Well, 9 to be precise. However, you seem surprised. Have you never beheld a fox goddess before? How intriguing you mortals are, and how easily you forget the gods. How am I here? Well, dear mortal, that stone you so brazenly pulled that ceiling tag off was my prison. Thus, when you removed the tag, I was freed. Have you never heard of your mortal legends of kitsunes being sealed in stone due to mischief? Me? Oh, don't be silly, dear. I was sealed by some overzealous monk who thought I was a troublemaker. Such arrogance, though, sealing me, a goddess at that. He's lucky it's been centuries, otherwise there would be, well, restitution, to say the least. Was I a troublemaker? Perhaps you care to find out, mortal. Interesting scent. You even seem to... Never mind. Just a coincidence. Oh, nothing. Just that you seem to remind me somewhat of that haughty monk. Despite his arrogance, he was rather fetching for a human. Come to think of it, the place my prison rested was very, very out of the way. How did you come across this place? A story your grandfather told you. Adorable. And if your doddering grandfather told you a story of gold at the bottom of a dung heap, would you pursue such a tall tale? Oh, I meant no offense, sweet one. I'm sure he's a very charming fellow, your grandfather. I must say, your scent, though, seems so familiar. Reminds me much of that monk. What was his name again? Yes, that's his name. Oh, you're his descendant? Hold still, mortal. I must ascertain if you speak truthfully. Now, show me your neck. Be still, dear. I only wish to take your scent. Ah, yes. Of course. That explains why you would know my prison's location, and why you resemble him so much. Well, this certainly is a very delectable turn of events. Be grateful you are to my liking, mortal. That, and I do feel honor-bound to grant you a reward for freeing me, despite your unfortunate family lineage. However, I can forgive that. The past is past, after all. Now tell me, mortal, since you freed me, what boon would you wish of me? Oh, a lover? Is it that hard for a handsome lad to find a courtship? Yes, sweet thing. I called you handsome. Is that not to your liking? Is a goddess complimenting you not worth your praise and admiration? I must say, it would be such a waste to grant your boon and let you be with some human girl who would never appreciate you fully. Would you not like that, my dear mortal? Is the thought of consorting with a fox goddess displeasing to you? I would comfort you, please you, love you any way you want. All you would have to do is praise me. Do you need convincing, or are you still apprehensive? Here, my fetching mortal, I shall allow you the pleasure of tasting my soft, full lips. Shh. Don't be afraid. I only wish to show you my appreciation. Here, touch the soft fur of my ears. Now, stand still and prepare for our lips to embrace. Mortal, don't tickle. Stroke the ear. A very fine embrace. Oh, dear me. I seem to have manifested my second tail. Oh, don't fret, sweet one. It's just proof I enjoyed our lips tasting each other. So, still wish for a human lover? Or do you crave more of my softness? Good decision, my sweet-smelling mortal. I promise you won't regret it. Now, it's been centuries since I've had a lover, so please bear with me. I wish to savor you. Thus, I have a nice idea. Since I haven't used my magic in ages, this will be a good time to test it, and a perfect time to consummate our union as lovers. Two birds, one stone, as you would say. Now then, lover, let us begin. First, let us establish connection. Feel my hand on your chest, over your heart. Perhaps if you were shirtless, you could feel my claws tickle your skin more. Perhaps later. Now, let me move my robes aside and put your hand on my heart as well. Mind my mound, sweet thing. Now's not the time for that just yet. Now, close your eyes. Listen to my voice, dear. Think of a quiet place. Soft, warm, placid. All for you and your new goddess lover. No need for distractions. No need for worrying of us being disturbed as we consort. Do you see that place? Good. Now I only ask one thing of you, my sweet, before we begin. Do you submit? Good. Very good choice, my sweet. Relaxing room full of crimson silk, the hue of unrivaled passion that I hope we can share. Perhaps I should make myself more appropriate for this setting. Flowing red silk, perfectly contouring to my divine form. Quite fitting for a goddess, wouldn't you agree? Now, my handsome mortal, there's no need to be craven. Come closer. Join me on the bed. What's the matter, sweet thing? Am I not to your liking? Ah, I see. Haven't lain with a maiden in some time, eh? No matter, my sweet mortal. You've submitted, so I shall take the lead. Also, laying with a human girl is nothing compared to bedding a fox goddess. Now quiet your thoughts, my sweet. Let us kiss once more. That's right. Open your mouth to me. Yes, mortal. Let me taste you more. Pet my ears. Gently now. Don't wish to displease your goddess, now do you? Good lad. Oh, pardon me. I seem to have reached three tails. Your kisses are quite enjoyable for someone who hasn't used them in some time, my dear. I see your gaze wandering over me, my sweet. Do you wish to touch me? I see you're very captivated by the red silky stirrups on my legs. Very well. Come, touch my legs. Yes, good technique there, my dear. Enjoy the smooth texture of the silk encapsulating my legs. Yes. Slowly. Ease into things. No need to rush. We have all the time we need. You may squeeze my soft thighs if you wish. I know the stirrups make them bulge in that special way humans like to see thighs. Yes. Good soft squeezes. Firm but soft. So lovely. Wiggle my toes. Such a cheeky little mortal. There. Enjoy watching them dance? Now, since you submitted, obey your goddess. Understood? Good boy. Now, I'm going to lay on my stomach. The bed's so comfortable. You thought up a very lovely location for us, sweet thing. Now, here, take this brush and brush my tails. It's been centuries since I felt them touched, and I wish for you to touch them, lover. Be grateful, dear mortal. Oh, yes, that's the spot. Good. Slow and easy. Right at the base. All the way down to the tip of my tails. Yeah. Oh, very good, mortal. You seem to have a gift in satisfying your goddess. Wish to touch my ass? Yes, mortal. I know your crass words. They are very entertaining to speak. Very well. Your goddess allows you access to touch her ass. However, keep brushing my tails. Yes. Feel the curve of my cheeks in the silk panties. Keep brushing, dear. I feel you slowing. Good mortal. Sweet mortal, I will give you a special boon. Spank your goddess, and if I manifest another tail, I shall give you another taste of my lips. Does this offer please you? Glad to hear, darling. Now, spank. Yes, like that, mortal, but more firm and with more feeling. Come now, obey your goddess. Spank. Oh, there we go. Firm, and let me feel the sting of your palm through the silk, mortal. Oh, very good, mortal. However, no tail. Do you not wish to taste my divine lips again? The sweet taste I leave on your tongue? Here, one last chance, darling. I'll even make it easier and hike the silk panties up my ass so you can spank my bare cheek. Now, once more, obey your goddess. Spank. Oh, much better, mortal. See, you can follow instructions when you're motivated well enough. Very impressive, my sweet. Not one, but two tails from that spank. Up to five now. Very good work, my mortal. Since you went above and beyond, I'll have to give you more than just a kiss. First, however, come let me taste you. Sweet, dangerous lips you have. Now, lay back, darling, Let's remove those clothes of yours. No, no, don't move. My magic is restoring itself the more my tails grow. Now, lay still. Very pleasing frame you have, lover. Not too bad down south, either. Handsome in face and handsome in cock. I knew you were special, my dear mortal. Now, I'm going to sit on your waist. Let your cock rub up against the back of my silk panties, right between my cheeks. Now, since you liked my legs and feet so much, while I prepare you with my ass, here, feel my soft feet and my silky stirrups caress and slide along your body. That's right, my sweet little mortal. Keep rubbing that lovely cock between my cheeks. Get yourself ready for me. Feel the soft warmth of my toes gliding along your chest. Feel me tickle your nipples with just the little taps of my toes. Oh, you wish to feel my silk-covered feet on your face? Only if you say, please, goddess. I'm sorry, mortal. My ears are good, but I don't think I heard you clearly. Once more, now clearly and simply say, please, goddess. Good boy. Here, feel my toes on your lips. Kiss them. Oh, very good, mortal. Let me just trace your face with my toes, along your hairline, then your nose. Then gently press the balls of my feet on your cheeks. Oh, your cock's nice and swollen against my ass now. Enjoy feeling my soft tails graze the bottom of your shaft while you feel the silk of my panties on top. Feels nice and sturdy in my hand. Quite a fearsome thing you have, darling. Do you want me to stimulate you? Stroke you? Suck you? Well, you already know what you must say if you wish for more pleasure, lover. Please, goddess. Very good. Now, let's give you a nice stroking. So thick. You must be as pent up as I am, my sweet. No rushing. Long, slow, firm strokes. Enjoy how soft my hand is. Give you a good squeeze on your shaft. Feel my claws gently tickling those packed balls of yours. Keep looking at me, mortal. Enjoy the view of your silk-clad fox goddess stroking your cock. I can see you're already leaking some honey. I think I'll have a taste. Or maybe not. Unless you say what you need to say, sweet thing. Good mortal. I haven't had such tasty pre-cum in so many centuries. Oh, such a sweet flavor. Pet my ears, mortal. Don't stop staring at your goddess. Only you will get the wonderful privilege to see a divine being degrade herself like a common wench to your cock. Oh, so good. Here, let me take you deeper and please you more. You look absolutely adorable, enjoying your goddess's mouth around your thick, pulsing cock. You want more? Don't worry, my darling. I want more of you as well. Just be patient, that time will arrive soon. For now, though, give me a treat, mortal. Give me your cum. I want to taste it. Mm. 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 As long as you're in submission to your goddess, this body and all this seed belongs to me. Give it to me. Oh, yes, you're throbbing. That's it. Good mortal. Throb and pulse for me. Let your cum bubble up. Give me your cum. Let me drink it. Then spray it on your goddess's face. Go on, do it. Come for me. Offer it to me. Delicious. So much as well. My face is so caked in your spunk, mortal. Such a wonderful offering, darling. It even made me grow two more tails. Lucky number 7. Now, guess who's the lucky mortal that gets to fuck their goddess? That's right, my dear. You. Stay there, darling. Let me just get rid of these soaked silk panties. Get a good grip of your cock and rub you all up against my wet little foxhole. You're pulsing again, my dear mortal. Do you want me that bad? Want me to mount you and squeeze out every drop you have into me? Spill all your pent-up seed into my divine cunt? Well then, at 7 tails, it's getting harder for me to hold back my sweet, loving mortal. So, I shall ask you one more time. Do you submit? Wise choice, mortal. Now, prepare yourself. I'm going to make you mine. All mine. I will not hold back. Oh, you please your goddess so well. I haven't felt this stretched in a long time. A long, long time. Oh, I must be so tight for you. What a treat for us both. Yes, good mortal. Eyes on me. Watch me devour your human cock into my godly pussy. See it coated in my juices. Oh, the need in my eyes for you. Yes, mortal, I need you. Grab my hips. Buck into me. Hard. Make me feel it when I slam down on you. That's right. Just let your instincts guide you, my sweet. Don't hold back. Follow my rhythm. When I slam hard on you and then grind my pussy on your cock. Ah, yes, darling. I feel the 8th tail. I can't hold it anymore, my beloved mortal. I can't control myself. Mortal, show me the primal beast that lurks in you. I can feel it creeping, see it flickering behind your eyes. Show it to me. That's it. Harder. Mortal, buck up, buck up. Deeper. Spank me, darling. Spank your horny fox goddess. Yes, hard. Dig your nails in my ass. Make it hurt. Leave me marked. Pull my tails. Anything you want. Just listen to your goddess and fuck me. Oh, fuck. I feel my 9th tail. I feel you at my deepest parts, mortal. I can feel you throbbing too. Are you at your limits? Do you wish to come? Spill every drop inside me and claim me as your one and only goddess. Pump your cum into me, mortal. Don't hold back. Submit to me, and come for me. Fill me up. Give yourself to me, and flood me, mortal. That was wonderful. Thank you, my dear, sweet mortal. That was very much worth the century's long wait. Yes, pet my tails, lover. Ah, yes, I must reaffirm our bond as lovers. Place my hand on your heart, and I release you from your submission. Yes, my sweet. If you wish to take charge, all you have to do is place your hand on my chest, like before, and ask me if I submit, and vice versa. Only you will ever be the one to make me submit. That's the privilege of having me as your lover. Oh my, I feel you spasming inside me. Are you actually ready for more? Such an impressive stamina, my love. Oh, darling. Very well. I submit.